Okay, let's pray for Patty. And the colonoscopy is June 10th. Okay, and where's the colonoscopy going to be done? That's sure, okay. So let's pray about that. If anyone can help Patty with a ride to Shore Medical Center, and it doesn't usually take too long. All right, let's pray for that. Yes, Caitlin. Okay, let's pray for Jim. Signs of stomach cancer, so let's pray that he does not have it. Jameer, let's pray for Jameer. Let's see, and anyone else? Okay, all right, this time, anyone want to help me pray for these items? Pray for Pastor Logan and his birthday and Azaria. And we were just talking about tonight we're going to do like a little cake for Pastor Logan. It's his 80th today. Or no, June 1st will be his 80th. So we're going to celebrate with him. So, all right, anyone else? Essie. Okay. Evan?
Yeah, I want to pray.
Oh, you want to help me pray? Great. Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else? Any other prayer requests? Okay. Pray for our young people as they're getting out of school soon in about, 20 days or less. So let's pray for them. What is it? 18. Okay. Armani's got the countdown going. 18 days of school left. Okay. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pastor Logan. Happy birthday to you. Amen. It's coming. It's coming. It's, let's see, what is it? Friday or Saturday? Saturday. Saturday? Yeah, next month is Saturday. What's that? Yes, June 1st, right? Yeah. That's this Saturday. So, for your birthday, can you, we're dealing with discipleship. Can you preach for us tonight for your birthday? Is that all right? Okay, thank you. We're not going to tell. We're not going to tell. Our lips are sealed. We're making the birthday boy work on his birthday week. Oh, you already plugged it in? Oh, great. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Good. Any other prayer requests from you two gentlemen that just came in? We're just taking prayer requests. Pray for... this is from Voice of the Martyrs. On May 23rd, India re-elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a staunch supporter of Hindutva, a pervasive Hindu nationalist ideology that calls for India to be a completely Hindu nation. Modi has said Christians and other non-Hindus have no place in India. During Modi's first term, our brothers and sisters in India endured increased beatings, imprisonment, and the destruction of their church buildings by members of the Rashtriya Swayamsevaka Sangh, RSS, a Hindu nationalist organization of which Modi was a member before he entered politics. During the next 5 years of Modi's second term, Christians can expect to suffer even more persecution. VOM's field leader for India said that Christians have a growing concern. They see persecution as part of their faith, but they expect persecution to increase now. Modi's re-election will give these Hindu nationalists more courage. They think nobody will stop them. Pray that Christians in India will remain bold and continue their witness regardless of who's in power. More than 5 million Hindus are part of the RSS, which has been known to intimidate and even force Christians to convert to Hinduism to return them to their nation's Hindu roots. The RSS has informants living in nearly every village in India. These informants report evangelism activities or the names of Hindus who choose to follow Christ. A Christian named Pratik experienced such intimidation just 10 days after Modi was first elected in 2014. 30 RSS members surrounded Pratik's home and forced him, his wife, and their two teenage daughters into SUVs. They drove them to the nearest Hindu temple where a priest poured Hindu holy water over their heads, dabbed their foreheads with red powder, and forced them to eat food dedicated to a Hindu deity. An RSS member then beat Pratik unconscious. When he regained consciousness, Pratik and his family stood firm in their faith. Today, even as they are considered pariahs in their village, they continue to faithfully follow Jesus Christ. With Modi winning a second 5-year term and gaining increased political capital, many Christians in India are preparing to face what Pratik's family endured. Please pray for them. So let us pray for our Indian brothers and sisters. They are going to be up against more persecution. And so let us use our freedom not to be lazy, but let's use our freedom to spread the gospel, because people need to hear. What would we do if that was happening here in America? What would we do? Would you not come to church anymore? Would you just keep on serving the Lord and witnessing? So let us do our part here in the United States. Any other prayer requests? Yes. The Larges in Nicaragua, the Kellers in Russia, and the Bruners in the Philippines, and we're also considering... What's that? Yes, and pray for Jonathan and Jason Rice. Jonathan's in China, and Jason is in Slovakia. Anyone else? Yes. Okay. How's she doing?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's pray for Corinne for a speedy recovery. The surgery went as planned?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, she's in the bulletin as well. Let's pray for Justine. She, what'd she have? A tooth and mouth infection or eye infection, right? Yes. Okay, let's pray for Justine. Anyone else? Yes, James. Good. Good. Yes. Eric? Okay. We're just giving prayer requests now. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Who's this? Okay. Okay. And we'll pray that your staff over in Summers Point can pick you up or can bring you to church. That'd be great. Let's pray for James's new staff. When are you moving, James?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, and tonight Pastor Logan will be preaching for his birthday week on discipleship, some aspect of discipleship, so come on back tonight for that special time. And we are having an afterglow afterwards, so bring a food item with you to share if you can. Yes, what's that? 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. All right, this time we'll have our prayer time. Who wants to help me pray? Evan and I are going to pray. Anyone else want to help us pray? Okay. Okay, Wellington. Okay, go ahead. Evan, then Mr. Hodge. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we continue to pray for our missionaries. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for their commitment that they have gone off to the mission field in other countries amidst temptations, amidst persecution. We just pray, Lord, to give them strength and faith to be encouraged. Be courageous, Lord, to continue to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And we pray, Holy Spirit, Lord, will cause many lives to be changed so they can be prepared not only for death, but most of all for a place in heaven.
Amen.
Father, we pray you continue blessing and Justine, and pray you continue healing the hands of Father, Lord. Help her to feel better, and we pray you guide John to Lord and watch over him and watch over them together, Lord. Father, we also pray this night, this morning, that you will bless him. Be with John and China, you watch over him and his family.
Amen.
Continue, Lord, to keep them safe as we share the gospel. We pray, Holy Spirit, now use your word to draw about conviction to the hearts of those who are going to listen to voice of the gospel.
Amen.
So many will come to know you as Savior. And Lord, we pray for Jason back in the Slovakia. We pray your blessing upon him and his family. And ask your continued blessings and protection upon him. And upon the other missionaries they are sharing the gospel, we pray that many will come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. We ask you, Lord, to bless the Sunday school lesson. We ask you to guide the hands of the message through Pastor Rice and his preachers. He be the voice to whom you will speak, Lord, to challenge hearts and to uplift each believer here this morning. Father, we also pray a blessed evening service to be Pastor Logan and be prepared as he sends the message, Lord. You guide him by your Holy Spirit, Lord. That our hearts will be blessed and challenged, that your name will be lifted up, dear God. Father, we just want to thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the freedom we have here in the United States. Not forget to pray for our leaders, even the president, our vice president, and others in authority.
Amen.
We ask you to continue guide the hand, the man and women, Lord, in authority, Lord, that they will take them to read your words and realize that you are God above all the gods, and that they need your guidance to make the right decisions and do the right things. Father, you, we give glory and praise and thanks, and we ask all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to pray to you. We thank you for your many blessings. You brought us through another week. We thank you for your great love for us through Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. We pray that you would help us to tell others this week about what you have done for us. Pray for Eric and his sister as they're going to see each other this week. We pray for Patty with this Evie with this piece of tooth that was just taken out. We pray you just put your healing hands upon her mouth and her needs. We think of Linda, Linda's half-brother Paul with his heart attack he just had. Lord, we pray that if he's not saved, that he would come to Christ through this trial in his life, that he would realize that life is so fragile and that he needs to know 100% that he's on his way to heaven. We pray for Patty's unspoken. We pray for her wrist and her neck as well, that you'd put your healing hands upon her. Pray for her June 10th colonoscopy. We pray that she'd be able to get a ride for that to Shore Medical Center and back. Lord, we pray you'd provide her needs there. We pray you'd also be with Kaylin's friend Jameer, who has bad stomach and signs of possible stomach cancer. Lord, he's only 18 years old. Lord, we pray you just put your healing hands upon him and help him if he doesn't know Christ as Savior, that he would just open his eyes to the gospel message and put Christians around him to give him that gospel message. We think of Pastor Logan and Azaria with their birthdays this week. We pray you bless them. And we pray you bless Pastor Logan tonight as he brings forth your word. We pray for Sister Essie and her family. Bless them. And pray for the people in India with the increased persecution. We pray you just put your protecting hands upon them, that they would remain bold for the faith, and that many would be saved amidst this persecution, Lord, and that many more would grow in you. And think of the Larges, the Kellers, the Bruners, our missionaries. You bless them and bless Jonathan and Jason and their fields, Lord, in China and Slovakia. Keep them safe as well. And we pray for our church as we contemplate a new missionary, Lord, to support, that you would just show us which one that you would have us support, Lord. Pray you'd also be with Corinne as she. We thank you that her surgery went as planned this week. You guided the doctor's hands, Lord, and I pray you just put your healing hands completely upon her, that she would get better quickly, and that you would just give her the strength that she needs daily. We thank you for her faithfulness to you, and we thank you for her, and we pray you just put your healing hands upon her. Pray also for Justine with her eye infection, that you'd heal her with these medications she's getting, Lord, that you would just heal her eye. Pray for James's friend, who he witnessed to. We pray you'd help them to get saved. And pray for Danny as he's working on the house, and for Maria, Jonathan, and Rachel, you'd bless them and help them to get it all done soon. And we pray for this Equality Act that passed the House this week, Lord. We pray you'd help it not to pass the Senate and not to be signed by the President, Lord, that there would not be increased persecutions upon Christians and upon other groups due to this skewed view of biology by some, Lord. We pray that you just help us to remain strong in our stand, and as Christians that we would share the uncompromising Word of God in a loving way, that you can save souls in this day and age in which we live of confusion. Lord, we thank you that you have put us here for such a time as this. Lord, help us to be bold. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let us turn to our Bibles as we look into the Word of God. We're now finished. We finished the four spiritual sacrifices. So now we are looking at the ministry that we've been called to. The ministry that we've been called to. And let us go to Psalm 119:97. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Thankful for all those in the sound booth and the video booth faithfully working, and you guys even give Pastor Logan a service off. This is nice. How's it feel? It'd be not working, right? Psalm 119:97. And if you ever read through Psalm 119 sometime in your devotions, and you'll just get a greater appreciation for what? Let's look at it. Verse 97. Who'd like to read that one for us? Okay, Armani. Okay. So what should we love? Besides God, besides Christ, besides the Holy Spirit, who should we love? What should we love? His Word. Jesus said, "I am the Word." Jesus said, "In Psalms, I have magnified my Word above all my name." How high is the name of God? Most high and lifted up. So where is the Bible then? Most high and lifted up. That we cannot. Read the Bible too much. We cannot draw close to God too much through His Word. The sad part is that many believers don't do it enough, and there's not enough of a love for God's Word. Okay, so here we see the stated intent of the Scripture is to teach, confront, and correct, and instruct in order that the believer may be brought to maturity and equipped for ministry. 2 Timothy 3:17. Learning is never approved as an end in itself. In fact, the Apostle Paul declared to the contrary in 1 Corinthians 8:1, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Amen. So we should not just learn just to learn. Okay, there's good learning, and then there's learning which only puffs up. Okay, it's not to say we're going to be unlearned and ignorant. No, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't aspire to be that either. But we should be careful what we read. Okay, if you're reading a Christian book that's kind of questionable, and it has some good content and some bad content, you know, it's like a little bit of poison. You know, how much rat poison is in the rat bait that they use? How much of that is the poison? Less than 1% is the poison. What is the rest of that bait made of? The grains and the nutrients they need. So here they're getting, this is for us, you know, and then, but notice they color it. What color? The rat poison. It's always colored. What color? What is it? Green or gray. Why? Why do they not color it, you know, brown like normal rat food and hamster food and bunny food? so we don't eat it, okay? Or so we don't go in our cupboard and say, oh, this, I'm going to feed this to my gerbil, you know, and then gerbil's dead, you know, in 2 seconds, you know. No, it's colored green for a reason, to keep us away from it, but it's to let to not let the rat know that it's poison. Well, that's what it is, what that Satan is trying to get to us through knowledge puffing us up, or through you know, the internet. You know, it's, as it says in 2 Timothy, Paul wrote that in the last days that knowledge shall be what? Increased. Do we have knowledge increased in this day and age today? Very much so. How many did some searches this week? What are some searches you did on the internet? You were ignorant about a subject, so you said, what is this? So what did you type in? Hey, Danny? Okay. Were you able to do it successfully?
Well, it takes 24 hours to find out the results, but we did it yesterday, and we'll find out today if it works.
Okay.
Right. Aerate the pool, we put it down in the middle of the natural process of bubbling on top and all that shit to help do it.
Good. All right. Yeah. So the bubbles in the water will help bring the...
remove the excess carbon dioxide, and then that will do something.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So you don't have to be a chemist to understand all that. That's good. All right. What other searches did you do this week? I did one on the 1996 Dodge Ram van out there. It's a good thing Pastor Logan was driving in when he was on Wednesday night. He saved Mr. Hodge from blowing a transmission possibly on that red van. Mr. Hodge was pulling out as normal to go pick up down in Summers Point, but Mr. Pastor Logan noticed something was very wrong. What did you notice?
That he didn't want to stop. No, get out.
You were like the guy on the bridge, right? No, don't go over the bridge. Yeah. Normally we don't think of those things, but what was pulling out of the front? All right, transmission fluid. What happens when a car doesn't have enough transmission fluid? What can happen? It just seizes up, right? It can seize up. Okay, so I looked up yesterday, how to check the transmission fluid on, it says put it in park, you could put it in neutral or in park. But I put it in neutral with the engine on, with the emergency brake on, because that's what the internet said, and then it showed me some things. So we all need knowledge at times, and knowledge is not bad. Knowledge helps us, and helps us especially in areas we need it. However, knowledge also puffeth up. If all we're doing is increasing our knowledge just to increase knowledge, no, that's not the point. We've got to increase knowledge to then help somebody else. We've got to give it out. If we're just a bottled up dam for knowledge, where it's all just going in, but we're not ever teaching somebody else, that's not healthy. And the same thing in the Christian life. We need to be not just soaking in Bible knowledge, and we need to give it out. That's what people need. They need what you are learning in your daily devotions. They need it. They need what you are hearing in sermons and messages. They need it, and God is putting it in your life for a reason. Okay, so let us not be guilty of having knowledge puff us up, but let charity edify it. Okay, a knowledge of the Bible and an eagerness to live under its influence and tutelage are fundamental to a godly Christian and a growing congregation. Such commitments separate those who are intent on laboring for Christ from those who are content with simply playing church. They distinguish the serious disciple from the self-satisfied convert. The serious disciple, growing to maturity and equipped for the work of the ministry, is the candidate for assignments to places of responsibility in accomplishing Christ's mission. How many want to be promoted by the Lord? You know, that you want some kind of promotion from the Lord in the next years that you live, as He tarries, okay? All right, yes, we all want promotion. We want to be more useful, right? What, Pastor Logan, why don't you share one of the things we're praying about right now? Where, you know, it's not a yes yet, it's a maybe. There we go. Did you hear that, Sister Essie? He said we're going to kidnap you from caring. We tried that. We tried, you know, plan A was to kidnap him, bring him back to Atlantic. That didn't work. So now we have to go to plan B, which is... Yes. So we talked with the activities director on Wednesday. Sister Carol, Pastor Logan, and I, after we had Atlantic, we went to Atlantic from 10:30 to about 11:45, and then we left there and went over to Caring, and Sister Essie was out, and Sister Elsie were out on a little day trip, but we talked to the activities director, and the place is full of people. A very nice facility, is very well taken care of, and the people are happy, and they were all happy that we were there, and so we are taking this as an open door from the Lord. So pray. We Carol asked, now who comes in to Caring to do, you know, to do a church service? They said, well, we have one other group on Fridays. They come from Millville, and they do the rosary. So they have a rosary service. That's all they have. And this is the same place that you see the John 3:16 Caring bands all over. And that's all they have. And so we are... pray. So pray with us that the Lord would, if it's His will, through Essie and Elsie's God leading them over there, that God would then lead us over there as well. Because there are many souls that need to be saved over there. There's a huge mission field. So pray with us for the right day of the week to do it and the right timing. They're there from about 10 to 1:45, right? About that time. So that's our window of time. So let's pray on that, and for God to lead and guide us. Is there anything else you want to share about it, Pastor Logan?
Well, I would suggest also that you pray for Pastor, because he is doing so much. I don't know how he's going to find time to do that. But pray that God be
led by the Spirit. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Essie, what were you going to say? You were going to... Okay. That's good. That's good. She's burdened. So. All right. Pastor Logan's like my dad. He's always, you know, teasing people. Yeah, Patty can testify to that. He was a good teaser. All right, back to, so the serious disciple wants to get promoted. Such possibilities should not frighten us. They should excite us and encourage us. Consider the ragtag bag of disciples to whom Jesus committed the work of the gospel when he returned to heaven. Possessing only the Old Testament scriptures, a love for Jesus Christ, and the indwelling spirit, these ordinary men performed an extraordinary feat. Let's turn there to Acts 17 and verse 6. Acts 17 and verse 6. These ordinary men, they were most, a lot of fishermen, a tax collector, political person, and some other professions. God put all these ragtag people together and committed with them the work of the gospel and planning of churches. How'd they do? Acts 17, verse 6. Who would like to read that for us? Okay, Brother Danny. Okay, so what did they do? These disciples and the 120, the other women as well. How successful were they in the gospel ministry? What do you see in there? Acts 17, verse 6. What did they do? They turned the world upside down. That is an extraordinary feat. Is that even possible, humanly speaking, for a group of 70, 120 to do that with 12 disciples leading them? That's not even possible, humanly speaking. But that's what we have to realize is as Christians, we are not just human flesh and blood and that's it. We have extraordinary power underlying us if we will just ask God for His blessing. If we will do His will and do our part, which is following Him closely each day and faithfully confessing, because we are sinners still and we are prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. We all have that tendency and that bent to go our own way. Okay, so that's why we've got to fight that every day through the power of the Lord and saying, Lord, please forgive me for having that bad attitude. Lord, please forgive me for not having Christ-like communication with my spouse. Or Lord, please forgive me for saying that word I shouldn't, or for doing this or looking at that. We need to continually ask for God's cleansing. Why? So that we can stay close to Him. Amen. So we can be tapped into His unlimited power. See, they accomplished something that defies human odds because they had the Holy Spirit's indwelling power. Although they were uneducated and ignorant, they had been with Jesus. Let's go to Acts 4:13. How can we affect Atlantic County for Christ this summer? We have we're coming into the busiest season of the year in our community, which is all the tourists and all the people that are going to be around us or rubbing shoulders with. And so it should bring excitement to us. A little bit of frustration on the roads, but excitement to us, knowing that God is putting extra people here in our midst to get involved with. Okay? Who would like to read that? Acts 4:13. Who would like to read it? Evan? Okay, go ahead.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceiving that they were unlearned, ignorant men, they marveled in themselves of them. They passed in with Jesus.
Good. So these unlearned and ignorant men, fishermen, they marveled at them. Why? They had been with Jesus. See, that's the difference. In ourselves, we don't have really much to offer. You know, even with all our talents and all of our whatever abilities we have, we really don't have that much to offer. But with the Lord Jesus, He makes all the difference. He multiplies what little we have and makes it much if we'll do it in His power and in His Spirit. You can become a great witness where you work or where you live. Or where you rub shoulders, or at the caring center, we can have a great ministry, and we can be known as people of the book and people who have been with Jesus. If we'll only just do that very thing, spend time with Jesus. It's simple. It's basics. It's Christianity 101 to spend time with Jesus. Similar commitments from contemporary disciples open doors to similar potential for impacting the world for our Lord. To this end we have been called. To this end we are instructed and equipped through the vehicle of the Word of God. Okay, so let's look at that. How do we spend time with Jesus? Okay, number one, it starts with as we investigate the Scriptures. Okay, what the first thing we must do is observation. Okay, where are you currently reading in your Bible? Who can tell us? Tell us. Where are you currently reading in your devotions? Okay, what passage or what book of the Bible are you in right now? What's that? Isaiah right now. Okay, so as you read Isaiah, pass observing Isaiah. And by the way, the first 39 chapters speak a lot of the Old Testament principles. The last 27 chapters of Isaiah, there's 66 chapters in Isaiah, I guess the last 27 chapters speak much of the New Testament principles through Christ. It's very interesting. Isaiah is like a mini Bible. 66 chapters, sure enough, there's 66 books in the Bible, and similar principles in Isaiah to the whole Bible. Okay, observation. So what does the scripture say? Okay, so as we read the verses, right now I'm in Proverbs. What does the scripture say? Okay, I have to identify, and it takes work. It takes effort. You can't, we have to wake our mind up when we read the scriptures. Don't just go to the scriptures like you go to the newspaper. I'm half asleep, and let's see what does it say. Be active. Be actively observing. Say, Lord, we have to pray before we read. Lord, please help me to understand your law this morning to get things out of it. Okay, so what does the scripture say? That's observation. Okay, where the oxen... one I really like, I put it in the bulletin. A verse in the Proverbs. It says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But by the strength of the ox is much what? Increase. So what is that proverb saying to us? To all get oxen? That would be nice, right? Okay. With the oxen, get an acre of land too, right? Okay. Let's all go do that after church. We'll go get an acre of land and some oxen for each one. Okay. Well, what would you do with it if you had that? What if you had two oxen and an acre of land? What would you do with it? Okay. Yoke them up. Start plowing. What would you plant in your, let's say, 5 acres? What would you plant in your 5 acres? Corn. What is it? Beans? Okay. All right. Anyone on this side? Wait. What's that? Tomatoes, okay. Some tomatoes. That's a good crop. Tomatoes are going up. They're not as cheap as they were. Everything's going up. But okay, so we'd have different ideas for our acres of land. Well, there's much increase by the strength of the ox. And they can plow it, then they can plant it, and then they can so they can literally pull you along as you sit in the back in the wagon and drop the seed down. That's what they used to have to do before the tractors. And so they can literally take you where you want to go and take that field where it should go. There's extra work, right? There's extra work when you have oxen. What do you have to do every day? Clean the pen. You have to have a big shovel, right? Big shovel, okay? And that's not the fun part. You have to clean out the waste, and you have to feed them, and you have to make sure their needs are attended to from time to time with other things. But what do you gain in return? Their strength. You gain their strength. They can literally pull 2,000 pounds plus. You get two oxen, they might be able to pull 2 tons. Okay, so that the principle there is, yes. At times we complain about the kids, right, in the church. Oh, the kids are making a mess again. So Mr. Hodge and I, we came up with a good idea last night as he was cleaning the church. We put signs in each classroom. Thank you. Please pick up the toys, books, and papers before the class is dismissed or before you leave the room. And that's right by each door. So it helps remind the kids to pick them up. Helps remind the teachers. Fellowship hall, no food outside the fellowship hall. These are helpful reminders to us, but what if we had no kids in the church? It would stay clean. You're right. It would stay clean. But what would we lack? Growth. That next generation's not there. Who are we going to be teaching? We're supposed to be teaching. We're supposed to be teaching the scriptures to our generation and the younger generation. Who are we teaching? Who's learning? Who's going to be able to take over for us when we're older? So here's the thing. There's more of a mess But we also have to remember, we got to be thankful for that, you know, that mess at times, because it reminds us, hey, wait, these kids are the next level. We've got to love on them, invest in them, train them in our window of time, because that window is short, because then they're going to start making their own decisions when they get into their 20s. We don't want them to leave. We don't want them to leave the church. Too many young people are leaving the church. Why? Because they haven't learned and been discipled in the scriptures. So there is much increase by the strength of the ox. Those kids that we sometimes complain about, they get a lot of ministry done. We wouldn't be able to have the Good News Club without those kids. We wouldn't have some of the ministries we have without those kids. So we have to be thankful for what we have as well. So there's much increase with the strength of the ox, etc. So let's not complain too much about the people in our lives that we're caring for, because you know what? We're getting more done because of those people in our lives. Yes, they're a little extra work to take care of and to help with, and sometimes our older family member can get a little discouraging because they don't seem like they're doing as much. But you know what? Let's not get tired of doing that, because let's thank God for every day we have with them, because when they're gone, we're going to be missing them. And we're going to be thinking, oh, if only they were here again, you know. So let's be thankful for the phase of life we're in, and do our chores with thankfulness, because God is taking care of us and them. Okay, so that's my observation from that verse of the scripture. Now, what else should we do with this scripture? The second part is interpretation. Okay, you should observe what it says. Then you should interpret what it says, okay? All right, so let's pick out a verse from your devotions, something that you read recently. What does that scripture mean? Who's got one? A verse you read, and then what it meant. Got one. Okay, Tricia?
2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under the day of judgment and punish. The Lord directed me mainly to the first half of that verse as I read it. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation or trial. And God in His perfect heavenly Father way knows exactly how much myself and each one of us can bear when we find ourselves in a difficult situation. And He provides that support through another believer who has set his circumstances or whatever he chooses to do.
Amen.
He does bring that oasis, regardless of how long the oasis might last. He does
see
and
Amen. No matter what persecution we're going through, that God provides a way of safety and to deliver us. That we'll never get cornered to the point where we won't be able to bear it. We'll always be able to bear it, because the Lord will be there with us. Okay, that's good. So that's what the scripture means. This is observing what the scripture says about God helping deliver the godly out of temptations. Now interpreting that in my own life, well, He's helping me in my own life deliver me out of the problems that I'm having, maybe with a certain person or with a job situation or with family or whatever else. That we interpret that and help and figure out what that means. And then the last step is application. What does the scripture mean to me? Okay? How are you going to apply that scripture? Okay, anyone have another instance of something you read in your devotions, how you applied that to your life?
And just start talking. Anyone? What verses have you been reading recently in the scriptures, and how did you apply that? Well, we want your input. Okay, teens, if you're not, if you say, oh, I don't know where I am in the scriptures, well, it's time to get in somewhere. Okay, it's time to get into a book in the Bible. If you haven't read the New Testament yet, start reading Matthew and start just going right through the New Testament. And then go to the Old Testament. So it's time to get in, book by book, study of the Word of God daily. Reading one chapter, two chapters, three chapters, 10 verses a day, 20 verses a day, 30 verses a day, whatever you can handle, but do something so God can communicate with you. Okay, Caitlin? Okay. Good. Excellent. So taking that verse that you read this morning what was the verse again? Go ahead and read it again for us. Okay. So what is the principle? How did you apply that one to your life, Caitlin? Good. Okay, you're looking for God's hand in the good and the bad. You could see His hand. Sure enough, if we look for Him, we will see His hand behind the scenes, work in our life. And so if we seek Him, He will be found of us, but if we forsake Him, He will also forsake us. So there's the principle. Follow after God. Don't follow after the world, because the world has nothing to offer. God has everything to offer. He is our hope. He's our future. He's our eternity. So let's not besmirch Him now and forsake Him now, because He is everything to us. Okay, so good. Good application of that verse. And she's doing a prayer journal, or a little journal to highlight these things in her life. Excellent. Let us close in prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time to look into Your Word this morning. Amen. We pray You'd help each one of us here to dive into Your Word daily, so we can be with Jesus every day. Amen. That we can be close to Your Son, and that You can teach us from Your Word, and that He can teach us from Your Word, and that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Lord, we pray that we would delight in our communion with You as a refuge and an oasis away from the busy things of this life, Lord. We pray that You would help us to grow in our relationship with You as we apply these principles. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
All right, we have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, before morning.